Others?
So far we have all men except, well, Rahab and Ruth, right? Rahab and Ruth. Yes. Two and two. Two, two. So here's 3-2. Jael. Jael in the book of Judges. The enemy came and insisted on her hospitality, and she gave him milk to drink, put him to sleep, and put him to death. And that changed the whole course of that campaign in the children of Israel's history.
Go ahead.
I'd like to suggest someone who was conformed and then also transformed. Because the reality is there are times in our lives when we're conformed and then we're transformed and then we find ourselves being conformed again, and it ought to be a permanent and ongoing thing. But think of a man named John Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He was going on with the Apostle Paul, and then for whatever reason he turned back, and then later, under the tutelage, under the mentorship, under the shepherd care of Barnabas, he was made useful again. And so he conformed for whatever reason. We don't know. And then he was used again. Another example of one who was conformed, and as far as we know, stayed conformed, says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that Demas, having loved this present world, forsook Paul. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of applications there, but just a simple application. His affections were toward the world. He was conformed to it. And he's mentioned 3 times in Scripture. This is the last time he's mentioned. And as far as we know, he wasn't transformed. He stayed conformed.
Yeah, and it's interesting that none of the ones you folks came up with is on my list. Not one. So I got other ones. I think of someone like Joseph, who, if you study his life, which we were doing in the boys' class, you see what he went through. He ended up in prison for a crime that he did not commit. But even when he was there, it says, I'm reading from Genesis chapter 39, right? Genesis chapter 39. I'm reading from verse 20. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. Verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did, it was his doing. He made a difference in that place. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Joseph made a difference. Eventually, we know that he interpret dreams and so on. Could you imagine being left in that dungeon for 2 extra years, right? Remember that he was left for 2 years, additional years. And then when he comes out, he becomes second in command. He made a difference. He made a difference in that time. That's one of my persons. Go ahead. Another character is Daniel. Daniel made a real difference. If you go to Daniel, he purposed in his heart. And I think that's an important point. In fact, let's turn to that. Let's turn to Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Again, keeping in mind the idea, the theme of making a difference. How can this apply to me today? Mm-hmm. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. We know the background story. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So when I read that about Daniel, in that environment, he had to have a purpose of heart, not basically to conform. How does this apply to us today? Maybe somebody can sort of elaborate on that. How do you see this applying to us today, living in this world that we live in today?
Yeah, I think that's an incredibly important point. And I think we've seen it with the people we've mentioned so far. Every single one of those people we mentioned, maybe with the exception of the latter, the New Testament saints that we had mentioned, there was a decision made. And in the ESV it says, but Daniel resolved, right? Maybe another word, resolve. He had resolve, a very firm purpose of heart. And I think that's kind of the thread that we see when we talk about these characters. And I think that, and how does that apply to us today? That is what is needed. There needs to be a resolve. There needs to be a purpose of heart. And behind that, there has to be a push, something that causes that purpose of heart, that resolve, a realization. And each one of those people, they made a decision. There was one point where they made a decision that I will forsake this and I will continue in this. And I didn't want to go too much more, but...
Mm-hmm.